The Yid HaKadosh says that the parshiyos of Sefer Devarim are all focused on Shuvah. And even more so, the parshiyos during Chodesh Elul. It's just as true with respect to the Haftorahs of Sefer Devarim and Chodesh Elul. The Haftorah this week is found in Sefer Yeshayahu. And there's a pasuk that says, Choshach Hashem es Yizroach Kodesho le'enei k'lagoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal, expose his arm to the eyes of the world. The Ro Kol Afsiaret is Yeshua Selokenu. And the entire world is going to see the salvation. They're going to witness a great Yeshua. So why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to reveal his Zeroa Kodesho, to reveal his holy arm, whereby the nations of the world will see that there's a Yeshua? What's the significance of the arm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Bnei Tzatzka writes in his Sefer Agur Dekala, a beautiful idea. Tshuva is a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's something that's uniquely available to Am Yisrael. The Goyim don't have such an opportunity. They don't have the chance of tshuva. It's a privilege that we were given. It's available just to us. And at first glance, it appears quite unfair. It's unjust to favor us over them. But the Bnei Tzatzka explains that our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fundamentally different than their relationship to the Ribono Shel Olam. Klal Yisrael are the children of Hashem. We are Bonim Atem Hashem. The nations of the world, however, are not the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to say it differently, Hashem is our Father. Hashem is their king. Hashem is our Avinu Shebashemayim, and he is their Melech. And the significance is as follows. We learned in this week's parasha that a Melech that's Mochel Kvodo, that a Melech cannot forego his honor. Melech Shemachal Kvodo Ein Kvodo Machal. And this din is derived from the pasuk Som Tasim Alecha Melech, that you must always place upon yourself the fear of the king. A father, however, a father can be mochel on his kavod. Hey, av shemachal kvodo kvodo machal. And that being said, when Klal Yisrael sins, when we do something wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu Shebashemayim, our father can be mochel. Av shemachal kvodo kvodo machal. He may grant us shuvah. It's an opportunity that we have. When the goyim, however, sin, the honor of the king, the honor of the melech, the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not forgiven. Melech shemach l'kvodo ein kvodo mach. They're not granted true. In the end of the days, in the times of Mashiach, the goyim are going to question HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is it fair? How it's fair that only Klal Yisrael was granted tshuva? And that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to roll up his sleeve. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to expose his arm. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show them his tefillin. And he's going to show them what's inside the tefillin. And what's written inside the tefillin? Ki mi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav? Who is the nation that's considered karov, close, related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kashem elokeinu ke'elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to respond to all their calls? It's Am Yisrael. We are exclusively granted tshuva because we are the krovim. We are the children of the Ribono Shel Olam. We are his banim atem Hashem. There's a similar idea found in the name of Rav Yitzchak Mivarka. It's in the context of a beautiful story of the Yid HaKadosh. Leaving aside the story, the idea is about the halacha that a person may not testify in favor of a relative, nor against a relative. Karov is pasul le'edus. It's understandable that one cannot testify on behalf for to benefit a relative. He's biased, he's partial. We can't trust he's telling the truth. Of course he's going to want to support his family. But why can't he testify against the relative? Wouldn't that indicate that he's telling the truth? He's being honest. He said, listen, I love you, you're my brother, you're my cousin, you're whatever, but you did something wrong, so we should trust the karov. So Rav Yitzchak Mivarka answers that a person who's willing to testify about his own relative lacks the basic respect and common decency. Indicates that he lacks self-pride, lacks family pride. It's no different than disqualifying a person who eats in the marketplace, the ochel b'shuk, the Gemara says, is pasul eidus, because he lacks self-respect. dignity by eating while walking in the street shows one's own lack of his own self-respect. And if he can't respect himself, he's not going to respect others. Such an individual may not be a witness. He may not be an aid. There's standards for being a witness. If a person has no respect, we can't trust that he respects others. And this message was being conveyed by Rav Yitzhak Mivorka, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is our relative. He's our Karov. He's our father. He may not serve as a witness, whether for us or against us. He can't testify what he saw us do wrong, what he saw us say, what we said wrong. And that served, that idea of the Rav Yitzhak Mivorka served as a real chizuk for the Yid HaKadosh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to testify against us. He gives us a chance of tshuva. And sometimes we are referred to as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. And other times we refer to as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wife, as a Kala. And there's a minhag brought down by both the Shulchan Aruch in Yardaya and by the Ramah and Ibn Ezer, Samach Daladis of Gimel, that once you get married in the first half of a month, when the moon is growing, it's Bimlua, it's a Simen Brach for a good marriage, as opposed to the second half where the moon is dwindling, it's not a Simen Brach. The Shla writes that this is true of every month except for Elul. The entire month of Elul, the entire Chodesh Elul is a time of Racha. One can get married on any date of Elul, and it's considered a good simon. We're considered both the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the wife, the Kala of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the month of Elul is a month of Kul Rachman, where we could rekindle our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's going to be a simon Bracha. So whether we're considered Hashem's children or Kala or both, may the month of Elul, Chodesh Elul, bring us closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam to achieve Emir Tashem, the full Tshuva.